910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's expected the House of Representatives today will vote on a measure targeting TikTok's Chinese ownership.
Backers of the bill say they fear China might use the immensely popular app to steal Americans' data and shape the country's discourse. The bill would give owner ByteDance 6 months to sell TikTok or face an app store ban. There's been aggressive lobbying by the company and its users against the measure, and former President Trump has hinted he's not in favor, saying a TikTok ban would embolden the founder of Facebook. If the bill passes the House, its path in the Senate is uncertain.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Biden and Donald Trump are now the presumptive nominees of their respective parties after primary wins Tuesday in Washington State, Mississippi, and Georgia. It's Ukraine's biggest drone assault on Russia in more than 2 years. Kyiv not saying how many it fired, but the Russians say they shot down 58. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The recall attempt against Wisconsin's most powerful Republican lawmaker has come up short. Organizers of a push to oust Assembly Speaker Robin Voss turned in 14,000 signatures Monday, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday determined not enough of them come from the district Voss was elected in. Commissioners are asking the state Supreme Court for clarity. Tick season is beginning early this year. The state health department and experts from the University of Wisconsin in Madison began looking for ticks last month. They say that about half of the adult deer ticks they found carried the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Ticks can become active as soon as temperatures are above 40 degrees and the snow has melted. Experts say that it's too early to say if this year's tick season will be longer than usual or if more ticks will be carriers of Lyme disease compared to other years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. More background on how the Packers running back Aaron Jones ended up signing with the Minnesota Vikings. According to ESPN, the Packers asked Jones and his agent Drew Rosenhaus to take a pay cut down to $6 million a year. When Jones turned down that offer last Friday, the team informed him over the weekend they would be moving on to find his replacement. The best offer Jones then received was $7 million a year from the Vikings. The Packers have re-signed defensive back and kick returner Keyshawn Nixon to a new deal, 3 years worth $18 million. They are also bringing back defensive back Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis. A year ago, the Packers released defensive lineman Dean Lowry. He signed a 2-year deal with Minnesota worth $8.5 million. However, the Vikings released him today. Safety Jonathan Owens has decided to sign with the Chicago Bears. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs under the lights tonight in Mesa, Arizona. The Bucks are in Sacramento against the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball, Wednesday, noon to 2, Trigvi Olsen, Pat Kreitlow, and what's making news right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
Partly cloudy today with a few more clouds kind of sneaking in by later this afternoon. Still mild, our high 58 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow cloudy, cooler, maybe a flurry or sprinkle. 46 the high Friday. Partly cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
If she's not milking the cows, she's talking about them. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be talking about cows. You know it, starting just hours from now, the Professional Dairy Producers Annual Business Conference about ready to begin. It's going to be at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. If you're headed that direction, safe travels, and keep your eyes peeled for our own Stephanie Hoff. She's going to be bird-dogging that conference and their proceedings all day today. Hello, everybody. I'm the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. Glad to have you along with us. I was doing a little traveling of my own yesterday. Got to say thank you so much to the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association. They nominated me in the Legacy class at the Wisconsin Governor's Conference on Tourism that was down in Lake Geneva yesterday. Now, listen, I was definitely outranked by a lot of the Legacy nominees, but it was so wonderful to be with a group of people that are a lot like we are in agriculture. They are passionate. They are proud. They're passionate and proud of their communities. You know, that's kind of the way we are in agriculture. We're passionate about what we do, and we're proud of it, too. So thank you again, Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association, for the nomination. And so good to see all you folks that are so proud of your communities at the Governor's Conference on Tourism yesterday. We'll talk a little bit more about tourism as we roll our way through a Wednesday. Kim Beebe is a member of the Cheese Curd Committee up in Ellsworth, Wisconsin. Every year, they have their annual Cheese Curd Festival. And you know what? Without even trying, they've picked up national attention. Now they've got a taste of it. Now they want more. Talking with Kim Beebe about their Cheese Curd Festival before we wrap it up today. No severe weather in our forecast, thank goodness, this week, but we know it's imminent. Trying to prepare for that severe weather is a responsibility each of us have. And then there are also people that hold responsibilities for some of our state agencies. Stephanie Hoff's going to be visiting with one of those as well. Like I said, no severe weather today. That's the good news, but it is going to rain. Today, we'll see a daytime high right around 64 degrees. The rain probably isn't going to roll in until later this afternoon, and then it's going to be with us through the day on Thursday. Drastic change in temperatures tomorrow will only top out around 47. Then Friday, partly cloudy and 52. Saturday, mostly cloudy and 55. Stu Mucker, Ag Meteorologist, on the way with the weather details. Well, we're keeping our fingers crossed this year that weather cooperates with the annual Midwest Horse Fair. It's coming up mid-April at the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison, one of the most popular events that that facility hosts every year. Terry Gianetti is the general manager of the Midwest Horse Fair, and she says, again, this year, they're looking for a full house and full barns.
Sure. Well, we have horse enthusiasts come from all over the country, and, you know, the majority of our attendees are horse owners or just horse lovers, and so there's really something for everyone. From, we have 30 world-class clinicians, we host the largest attended PRCA rodeo Friday and Saturday nights. This year, our barns will be full. We'll have over almost 800 horses showcasing 39 different breeds, which is a record number of breeds and disciplines for us. We have a kids' corral for kids. We have pony rides. We have carriage rides. And, of course, we have tons of shopping with 400 exhibitors.
Yeah, that's for sure. You will find something that you like, most definitely. Let's keep the emphasis on the youth for just a minute there, Terry, because something brand new that the Midwest Horse Fair is offering involves the Blue and Gold, the FFA.
Right. We are very excited to be expanding our partnership this year with the Wisconsin FFA Association, and we are going to be hosting their horse evaluation career development event on Friday. So that is going to be a fun thing for us to do.
Like we said, FFA has always been a part of the event, but this one really an organized effort. And the youth really is a critical focal point for you and your staff when you're putting together not just the clinicians, but really the whole play of the show. And that's for sure this year with an emphasis on careers. That intrigues me because I think people sometimes stop when they think about veterinarians. They think about somebody that's exercising them or has the arena or maybe somebody like a farrier. You're going to open people's eyes at opportunity.
Right. So this year, you know, a big part of our mission is on equine and education. And so we are bringing in an equine career expert, Dr. Corinne Bump, who's been involved with UW-Madison and really travels all around the country. And so she's going to be doing presentations. We're going to have a career forum on Saturday, which many of our exhibitors and educational institutions are going to be there just to help answer questions with really the goal of how do you bring, you know, marry your passion for horses with your career, and what are all the opportunities in the billion-dollar equine industry?
Well, and kind of a reverse conversation, too. It's not like I just have to listen. She's also going to give you pointers on how to market yourself, I guess.
Right, she will, and she is available for one-on-one sessions for those who are interested. We'll have also a scavenger hunt throughout the weekend for those who want to participate in that, with a little gift for at our gift shop. So it'll be fun. We're very excited about it.
Excellent. Again, we've got our friend Terry Gianetti in studio with us. She's general manager of the Midwest Horse Fair. The other thing about education, you don't have to be a young person to find education at the Midwest Horse Fair. You got old broads like me that are looking forward to finding out more about the rare breeds you're bringing in. How did that all get started, Terry? I've never heard of rare breeds of horses. Take me down that path on why Midwest Horse Fair decided to offer that element.
Sure. Yeah, this is a new feature for us this year, and we are, you know, well, like I mentioned, we're going to have 39 different breeds and disciplines, which is the most we've ever had. And part of it is our focus on, we, you know, are leveraging the Livestock Conservancy's list of where they define what are critical and threatened breeds. So critical breeds, they define them as there's only 500 in the world globally, and threatened are there's only 5,000 in the world globally. So, you know, we're offering this opportunity for these smaller groups where they might only have three horses that meet this criteria. And this year we have four breeds that folks may have never seen before, you know, a chance to really learn about them and touch and feel them at the fair. And so we're going to have more education on them in our program, on our website, and then, of course, at the fair.
What did you learn about those rare breeds? I mean, it's just kind of one of those situations. I've never heard of that kind of a feature. It's got to be an educational experience for you, too.
It is. Actually, you know, the one of the breeds that we had, they were part of our fair last year, the American Sugarbush Harlequin Draft. 10 years ago, there were only 12 of them left in the world. And now they started a new association, and now they're up to 200. So they've grown them in the last 10 years. But the fact that, and or, you know, that the Clydesdales are actually, you know, some of these big draft horses are on that critical list because they're not used as much as they used to be. So, you know, these, when we get to see them, we can kind of take for granted, but they're rare, and we appreciate these associations and groups that are really, you know, keeping that heritage and keeping that breed so that we can all enjoy them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, you talk about that heritage and keeping a breed going. Midwest Horse Fair is all about family. I mean, we talk about reunions when we get these big shows together, and I'm sure that you've witnessed some of that. Like you said, a lot of the recommendations that you get for the next year's show come from those people that are tried and true attendees, volunteers for this year's show.
Right. So we, you know, it is definitely a family friendly event, and we have a lot for families to do. And, you know, this, a big part of what we do at the fair is, you know, get the community involved. You know, the equine community, the ag community in Wisconsin really comes to the table. And we usually have about 350 volunteers in all different capacities to help us put on this event. And it is the largest 3-day horse fair in the United States. You know, we kind of take over Madison, the equine community, and we're very proud of that. So,
and you're still looking for volunteers, for somebody that's got a passion for helping other people discover what the Midwest Horse Fair has to offer. And don't take it for granted. Volunteers these days are more and more difficult to come by.
Yeah, we are still always, we're always looking for volunteers. And if they volunteer for at least 3 hours, they get free admission to the fair and they get a T-shirt and some other fun things. So, you know, we try to make it fun, but we're always looking for volunteers, and they can reach out to us on our website if they're interested. It'd be great.
Wow. Going strong since 1979, the Midwest Horse Fair, coming back to the Alliant Energy Center grounds in Madison, April 19th through the 21st. Thank you, Terry Gianetti. She's the executive director of the Midwest Horse Fair. Like she said, still looking for volunteers and tickets still available for some of their prized events. MidwestHorseFair.com is a place to get started if you want to do some research on that. And new this year, Veterans and Military Recognition Day will be on Sunday, April 21st. So try to take advantage of that if you can. Coming up next, can we take advantage of any outdoor activities today, or is the rain going to kind of shut us down on that? Stumacher, ag meteorologist, has weather details next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Like that, or whether it's something a little bit more academically focused. You know, when I talk about agriculture competitive events in school, you probably jump right away to the FFA. And of course, we're really proud of all those opportunities offered to students. But now I found out that the FBLA, Future Business Leaders of America, is also offering agriculture-related competitive events. Found out about it from one of our local business teachers, FBLA advisors here in the Madison area, Sasha Wheeler. She's at Madison Memorial on the west side of Madison, urban non-ag classroom. And she explains how FBLA is trying to open students' eyes to agriculture opportunities.
Agribusiness is one of the events that I had two students compete in for the first time ever. One student took first at regionals, which allows him to participate at state. Our other student took seventh, which turns out he was only 7 points behind. So it was a pretty close race for those that were involved. It is, I believe, a newer event as far as, you know, not one of the traditional accounting, marketing, sales presentation and things like that, that are traditionally business. But I think that our organization has done a really great job of recognizing what opportunities are available for students, pulling into those smaller schools that have the strong FFAs. How can they also translate that into business as well?
Yeah, opening eyes. That's Sasha Wheeler. She's a business teacher and FBLA advisor at Madison Memorial. She said, you know, really any of the students that are competing in FBLA in the agriculture competition, they've got a lot of work to do.
It's really great to see. It's usually the smaller communities that have the FFA programs that are the ones that are competing in this event. So a little nervous and interested to see how they would do, and so proud of how well they did. Considering we don't have a lot of curriculum at our school to help those students. So they just did a lot of outside work to prepare themselves for that.
Sasha Wheeler, again, business teacher, FBLA advisor at Madison Memorial. Her kids, along with the rest of the FBLA state competitors, headed towards Green Bay the first part of April. Let's talk weather. It's a Compere Financial Ag Weather Wednesday. Were you ever involved in FBLA when you were in high school, Stu?
I was not. Had my hands full with everything else, you know.
I was really active in FBLA. I was active in everything in high school, but that's why it was kind of intriguing to me to go back down memory row and imagine my FBLA advisors trying to teach agriculture when I had the FFA advisor just down the hall. Anyhow, good luck to those kids heading up to Green Bay for state competition. It's getting to be that time of the year with you know, all eyes trained on the end of the school year. This weather outside today is going to be warm. It's going to feel like school should be done.
Yeah, it'd make it kind of hard to sit in a classroom. I resemble that remark very well. But it is a nice day. A cool front has dropped through the state. The cool front down off the southeast corner of Wisconsin extends back toward northern Missouri. There's a little rain out ahead of that boundary down in west central parts of Illinois and some activity way out in Colorado. I'm hearing about snow. Boulder and Denver are talking snow amounts here in the very near future, up to 1 or 2 feet in the front range of the Rockies. Not going to be the case in Wisconsin, but some rainfall is going to edge in. This little front that I just said is off the southeast edge of the state will be drawn back north a bit. Low pressure, probably originating Kansas, southern Nebraska, will slide east right on into Illinois and then to Indiana and Ohio after that, and it will bring some rain. A possibility even late tonight for almost all of us, especially in the south, and then more likelihood of rain, maybe even a thunderstorm as we wrap up tonight and take our way into Thursday. The heaviest rain Thursday, pretty easy. I think we talked about a quarter to a half inch as we looked around, and now I'd say maybe that southern part of the state could see some three-quarter inch amounts. So we are going to have more rainfall through Thursday. It lasts into Thursday night. That low pulls away. We start to dry it out, but stay a little cooler toward the weekend. I'll have forecast details right after this.
Rural Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Are rising utility bills putting a strain on your farm's bottom line?
Focus on Energy can identify energy efficiency upgrades designed to help you save for years to come.
Kickstart a more energy efficient future for your farm. Call 800-762-7077 or visit focusonenergy.com/agribusiness to learn more.
That's focusonenergy.com/agribusiness. Focus on Energy, supporting Wisconsin's farmers since 2001.
All right, Stu, let's have that forecast.
All right, the Compere Financial Ag Weather Forecast does call for more clouds to build in today. Southern Wisconsin with a slight chance of rain by late this afternoon. Mid-60s for most of us, and the north and east winds will be around 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy, and in the night, a shower, maybe a thunderstorm, especially late night, early morning hours. Now, temps ought to hold around 40, maybe an upper 30 here or there. Northeast winds, 5 to 10. More cloudy skies with rain, maybe a thunderstorm, some fog mixed in there tomorrow. Mid-40s, northeast winds, 5 to 15. Rain should be ending Thursday night. By Friday, back to mostly sunny skies. Very low 50s, upper 40s in the east. The north wind is 5 to 10. And Pam, in the weekend, there's a small chance we could see a few snowflakes later Sunday as those temps stay a little cool yet.
Yeah, I noticed that. They just wrapped up the Iditarod up in Anchorage. I see they're checking in. Well, it wasn't in Anchorage. It was up by Nome. But Anchorage this morning, they're at 34 degrees. So we're all in the same ballpark that way.
Yeah, pretty mild.
All right, dude, we'll catch up with you tomorrow and find out where we stand. Thanks.
All right, see you then.
Stumacher, ag meteorologist with your Compeer Financial Ag Weather Update. Compeer Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture in rural America. Find out more at compeer.com. Yeah, this morning I think we're seeing an interesting array of temperatures. Eau Claire's at 32, La Crosse 37. Fond du Lac, you've got 36 degrees on the thermometer. My home farm up in Abrams, 30 degrees. In Madison, we're sitting at 43. And again, always looking for your weather comments. Use our talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Preparing for severe weather. We're having that conversation coming up.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas. Through the whole premiere, his biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's expected the House of Representatives today will vote on a measure targeting TikTok's Chinese ownership.
Backers of the bill say they fear China might use the immensely popular app to steal Americans' data and shape the country's discourse. The bill would give owner ByteDance 6 months to sell TikTok or face an app store ban. There's been aggressive lobbying by the company and its users against the measure, and former President Trump has hinted he's not in favor, saying a TikTok ban would embolden the founder of Facebook. If the bill passes the House, its path in the Senate is uncertain.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. President Biden and Donald Trump are now the presumptive nominees of their respective parties after primary wins Tuesday in Washington State, Mississippi, and Georgia. It's Ukraine's biggest drone assault on Russia in more than 2 years. Kyiv not saying how many it fired, but the Russians say they shot down 58. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The recall attempt against Wisconsin's most powerful Republican lawmaker has come up short. Organizers of a push to oust Assembly Speaker Robin Voss turned in 14,000 signatures Monday, but the Wisconsin Elections Commission Tuesday determined not enough of them come from the district Voss was elected in. Commissioners are asking the state Supreme Court for clarity. Tick season is beginning early this year. The state health department and experts from the University of Wisconsin in Madison began looking for ticks last month. They say that about half of the adult deer ticks they found carried the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Ticks can become active as soon as temperatures are above 40 degrees and the snow has melted. Experts say that it's too early to say if this year's tick season will be longer than usual or if more ticks will be carriers of Lyme disease compared to other years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
NFL free agency continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. More background on how the Packers running back Aaron Jones ended up signing with the Minnesota Vikings. According to ESPN, the Packers asked Jones and his agent Drew Rosenhaus to take a pay cut down to $6 million a year. When Jones turned down that offer last Friday, the team informed him over the weekend they would be moving on to find his replacement. The best offer Jones then received was $7 million a year from the Vikings. The Packers have re-signed defensive back and kick returner Keyshawn Nixon to a new deal, 3 years worth $18 million. They are also bringing back defensive back Corey Ballantyne and tight end Tyler Davis. A year ago, the Packers released defensive lineman Dean Lowry. He signed a two-year deal with Minnesota worth $8.5 million. However, the Vikings released him today. Safety Jonathan Owens has decided to sign with the Chicago Bears. Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs under the lights tonight in Mesa, Arizona. The Bucks are in Sacramento against the Kings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a few more clouds kind of sneaking in by later this afternoon. Still mild, our high 58 this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow cloudy, cooler, maybe a flurry or sprinkle. 46 the high Friday. Partly cloudy, 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Start with Pam Yonke.
Because we know your barn smells like money. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
All right, rainfall reporters, let's get ready. The rain is probably going to roll in later this afternoon. Pretty widespread. We'll see how heavy it is. It's going to be a warm one today. 64 our expected high. Tomorrow, a drastic change. 47 our expected high. Probably going to rain most of the day on Thursday. Friday, back to partly cloudy skies and 52. Saturday, cloudy skies and 55 degrees. I'm Pam Yonke. Welcome back in. So glad you're along with us on this Wednesday. Let's see. What can I tell you? So today is the 13th day of March. On this day, back in 1997, there was a series of unidentified lights that popped up over Phoenix, Arizona. Everybody got all excited about it. The UFO community emerged and was having all kinds of conversations. Later, they found out some of the lights were caused by illumination flares dropped from a U.S. Air Force plane. But Phoenix, Arizona got all the attention on this day back in 1997 with those unidentified lights. Let's see, on this day back in 1852, Uncle Sam, the cartoon figure, made debut in the New York Lantern Weekly. Uncle Sam, we see him on so many different things now, started on this day back in 1852. And happy birthday today to actor William Macy. He is 74 years young. And now you know, it's a Wednesday. That means it's time for us to catch up with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES group.com. That's also their website. Don't forget steffesgroup.com. You don't want to fool around on the website. You want to talk to somebody. Well, I can get you somebody. Call 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. I want to remind you, if you go to that website, though, their 2024 spring auction catalog is ready to be downloaded and viewed by you and anybody you want to share it with. Along with us now is Ashley Hune from the Steffes Group. That's one of the big whoppers that everybody likes to get their hands on, especially with the way this weather is, Ashley. I mean, people are chomping at the bit to get outside and start doing something. At least if I can thumb through an auction catalog, it makes me feel like I'm doing something.
Yeah, usually this time of year, we're kind of shying away from appraisals with all the snow and stuff, but not this spring. We're out and about as much as we can, getting the setup crew on the road and even stuff they're working on for this summer already. And yes, our catalog is out in the mail. If you haven't received one, you can download it off the website or you can call and request one. We can send one out to you, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, a lot of good stuff in there. You know, some big consignments, things that are coming up. You know, we've got the big one in Minnesota on the 14th. Kibble Equipment's doing another John Deere auction on the 18th. Kansas has a nice lineup on the 19th, as well as our manure pumping and handling sale, is on the 19th.
Yeah, and that's course, specialty equipment, yep.
It is, and, you know, we found the need because, frankly, we've done more manure pumping auctions than anyone. Mm. I remember selling the first Noon Lagoon boat used. Mm-hmm. That was a big deal. That was 10 years ago already, yeah. So helping those guys do their own trading and stuff like that has been a real good thing for us. So that's on the 19th. Of course, we got 20th is the Wisconsin area, and then we have a robotic dairy equipment auction that a guy should look at also.
Tell me about that. I know that usually Randy Kath is the fellow that does some of the livestock side of things. What do you know about that robotic dairy auction, though, Ashley? Because we've got people that are into it a little bit, might be looking for something, and obviously it's such it's a fairly new technology per se. Trying to find used isn't easy.
Yeah, so that's a 2012 Lely Astronaut system is what it is. And then there's a couple other things like bulk tanks and automatic feeders, robotic feed pushers, those kind of things. So definitely want to take a look at that if you're interested. There's a rotary brush on there, of course. So, you know, if someone was trying to enter that kind of market or just, you know, dip your toe in, this would be the way to go instead of going all out right out of the gate.
Now, did you say that's live or that's going to be all online?
That's going to be an online auction.
Excellent. Yep,
that's going to be in Freeport, Minnesota on the 15th of April.
Excellent. So like we said, folks, that's the best part about Steffes Group is, yes, if you want a live auction, they're happy to help you with that. But boy, if you really want to tap into the buyers that are really all around you outside the state, then that online option is definitely an excellent way to go. How are things stacking up this spring, Ashley? I mean, like I said, with reference to the weather, we are stunned at how easy and mild it's been. Did that help with business? Are your whole team excited now?
Yeah, it did help. I would say right now they're stacking up for the hay auctions are growing as we speak because it's nice. They can haul things in, and so we're getting more loads that way. As far as the equipment, last week we had a few sales, but this week is going to be, this is where it starts, multiple auctions per day through the next month and a half.
Yeah, and if you want to kind of keep a beat on those folks, that is an excellent way to figure out just exactly what's happening with prices, whether you're buying or whether you're selling. Steffes Group is a benchmark for a lot of auctioneers across the upper Midwest and nationwide, for that matter. That's Ashley Hewn along with us, giving you the latest details from the Steffes Group. That website, again, steffesgroup.com, where you can find the 2024 spring auction catalog right now. Or if you say, I want to talk to these folks and see if I can do business with them, I suggest you call them at 800-726-8609. 800-726-8609. Ashley Hewn with the Steffes Group.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on April 5th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form. That's now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
Boy, there's some exciting things happening at Bavaria Sausage. If you haven't been there lately, make it a point. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke encouraging you to stop by the retail location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5. Now, over the course of time, you're going to see some physical changes on the interior of the store. But boy, what you're really going to appreciate, the changes in the showcase. New products that they're developing on a regular basis. When Bavaria Sausage develops new products, they have a couple staples they keep in mind. First of all, they work with local farmers, and they want to make sure that those local farmers are able to make a good living. They also do not believe in waste. They said, just like Fred, the original owner of Bavaria Sausage, nothing is wasted but the squeal. And you'll notice that in some of the unique products that they're developing. Take a look at that special Berkshire Brat. The flavor that you're going to pick up is found nowhere else because it was developed by Bavaria Sausage. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, Bavaria Sausage.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
So markets are pretty quiet right now in Chicago. Yesterday, barrel cheese dropped 4 cents to 142. The 40-pound block cheese was unchanged at 143.5. Double A butter did gain 3 cents yesterday, 283.25 per pound. Now this morning, we've got December corn currently trading up a penny at 474. November soybeans are actually down six, almost seven right now at 1180. July wheat's up 4.5 at 565. The April class 3 milk, and remember that's the milk we use for cheese, up 23 cents right now at $16. The May milk up 27 cents at $16.59. Do want to remind my dairy producers again, dairy margin coverage is open to you. You can get signed up at your local farm service agency office until the end of April. And remember, all of our analysts have told us that there are payments pretty much coming your way for January and February milk. So just kind of think that through and make sure that you're making your appointment with your farm service agency office if you haven't done that already. Well, you know, nobody makes an appointment with severe weather. We know it's likely to occur, but we just don't know when. So making sure you're prepared is absolutely critical on an individual basis as well as a statewide basis. Look at how dry it is across the state of Wisconsin right now. If we started getting torrential rains, how well would our terrain respond to all that water? Flooding? Not outside the realm of possibilities. Agencies are teeing up their team right now to respond to all kinds of emergency-related weather situations that could come up. Stephanie Hoff has more on flooding this morning.
Andrew Beckett with Wisconsin Emergency Management says it doesn't matter if you are in a rural or urban area. No one is really immune to the implications of a flood if it either damages your personal property or the infrastructure we rely on, like city sewage systems, for example. Andrew tells us how we can best prepare for potential spring floods.
There's a number of different things that we encourage people to do that can help improve safety for them, safety for their property, safety for their community. You know, first and foremost is knowing your flood risk. Does your property have a river nearby or a stream that has the capability of overflowing its banks? In addition to that, what's the condition of your home? Do you have a foundation that the dirt slopes in towards your foundation? Are your gutters pointed away from your house? Do they have an extra long drainage pipe attached to them, especially if you're in a more low-lying area, so that when water's collected on your roof, it's not just immediately going back down to your foundation and into your basement? Do you have flood insurance? A lot of people don't realize that flood insurance is not included in your standard homeowner's or renter's policy. That is a separate policy that you need to have. If you are in a designated flood zone, you can usually get it through the National Flood Insurance Program, but you might also need to go to private insurance if you're not. Those policies do take about 30 days to take effect, so it's important to think about that in advance. And if you think you're at risk of flood damage and you absolutely would not be able to recover from damage to your home from a flood, insurance is something you really need to think about. In addition to that, you know, having an emergency plan for your family so they know what to do if there were to be flooding, where to go, where you'd meet up, outside members of your family who they could contact to check in. These are all things that you can do to help make sure that you're safe in the event a flood happens.
I want to talk about, you know, how Wisconsin residents can stay safe during a flood. What are some of those things to keep top of mind?
First and foremost, you know, staying up to date on the weather forecast is important. That's pretty much a given any time of year in Wisconsin, whether it's snow, whether it's rain. We encourage people to look at a number of different sources for that information, both the National Weather Service, but also, you know, our partners in media. So keeping up to date on that information and making sure you know what's in store for the day ahead and for the next few days ahead can help you adjust your plans and be ready for that. Now, when we're speaking about during an actual event itself, one of the most important things when it comes to flooding is never enter floodwaters. Even if it looks like it's just a couple of inches, you don't know what is beneath the surface. A road that was there yesterday may have been completely swept away, and it's a big gaping ditch underneath that surface of that water now. It really only takes a few inches of water to knock a person over if it's moving quickly, and anywhere between a foot and 2 feet can sweep most vehicles off the road if it's moving fast enough. Driving through water, walking through water has health concerns associated with it too, especially if we're dealing with things like chemicals that may have made their way into waterways, sewage that may have backed up. You know, it is a health concern as well, but really there is that safety. The common phrase that a lot of people hear is turn around, don't drown. And that's really kind of the key message with that. You know, find another route if you cannot pass safely. And really when it comes to floodwaters, going through them should not be an option.
Anything else, Andrew, that we should be talking about today about spring disaster events that folks should be aware of.
I will just kind of return a little bit to the insurance message here, because it's important to know what your insurance policies cover and to make sure that you're adequately protected. Because really, one of the hardest things that happens with the disaster afterwards is people trying to figure out how they're going to get their life back to normal. Insurance policies are one of the best ways that you can make sure that you are protected financially as much as possible, especially if you know you don't have a lot of savings or anything like that. Those insurance policies are going to be a key part of getting there. And we encourage that so heavily because it's difficult to get funding for individuals in the event of a disaster. It's not something that's readily available to people. And you know, just to kind of think about it a little bit, with flooding, an inch of water in your basement, if it's a finished basement, can easily cause about $25,000 worth of damage. That is, statistically speaking, information from FEMA, for what they've tracked. Just an inch of water can cause a lot of damage in a finished area. Obviously, those numbers go up greatly if you see water that is above the foundation of your home and gets into the first floor. That's why it's important to make sure that you have plans, you have coverage in place if there's any potential for flooding on your property.
Andrew Beckett with Wisconsin Emergency Management says even if it's a small chance of flooding, you're still going to want to have a financial recovery plan in place, such as flood insurance, to move forward after a flooding event. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental health care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Tune in Wednesday for a special Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom in studio with me, Joe. Vegas Joe Sapecki and Joe Biden in Milwaukee. Tune in 4 to 6 p.m. Devils.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH.
An event we should know about. The best way to communicate that information to us is by using our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM, 877-301-3276. Now, one item that I want to bring to you this morning is an event coming up in Northwest Wisconsin. Maybe you've already attended the annual Cheese Curd Festival happening in the small community of Ellsworth, just outside of the Twin Cities, south of River Falls. Kim Beebe is a member of the Cheese Curd Committee Activities, and she said again this year they're planning to offer visitors cheese curds of all types.
I think that cheese curds
kind of have this cult following. And so we've really leveraged that. In Ellsworth here, we really are proud of our agricultural roots. And so we really try and incorporate that into the festival. So not only is the festival free admission, so we want everybody to come, but we have cheese curds in abundance, both deep fried, and then we ask our vendors to incorporate cheese curds in their menus. So you can find all kinds of different cheese curd foods, cheese curd jalapeno poppers and cheese curd pizza and cheese curd burger. We even have desserts, donuts with cheese curds and ice cream with cheese curds at the Cheese Curd Festival.
Oh, yum. They all sound good. That's Kim Beebe. She's a member of the Cheese Curd Festival Committee up there in the community of Ellsworth, and they're inviting you to join them Friday, June 21st and Saturday, June 22nd. The whole town gets involved with this, and they're also asking you to vote for them until March 18th. They need every vote every day to become one of USA Today's top 10 best readers' choices. Go to cheesecurdfestival.com and start planning your itinerary for the big event. That's going to be June 21st and 22nd in the small community of Ellsworth. Tomorrow we'll be catching up with our friends from EverAg, talking about the dairy markets and what the outlook is. And don't forget, anytime you want to re-listen to conversations from here on the show, pop on over to MidwestFarmReport.com and our podcast.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Courts sometimes side with animal rights activists who lie to get farm access. Details ahead on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Recent court decisions have poked holes in some state laws designed to protect farmers from animal rights activists. Roger McOwen is an ag law expert with Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas, who blogged about this recently.
We've had legislatures in a number of states that have enacted laws designed to protect animal confinement operations by limiting access to those facilities. A common approach to these various state statutes is for the law to criminalize the use of deception to get access to a confined livestock facility or a meatpacking plant, with the intent then to cause physical harm or economic harm or some other type of injury to that business.
McOwen says one way to deal with activists who base challenges on First Amendment protection is to make a case for violating trespassing or contract laws.
I have a right to say who comes onto my property or not just based on trespass law. Let's take the speech issue out of it, get out of the constitutional First Amendment type issue and just base it on trespass. I think you want to specify in detail what the job requirements are and what is and what is not permitted to occur on the premises and inside buildings.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Listen to the Earl Ingram Show Wednesday at 9 a.m. I'll be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of CitizenX.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.